It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's on Packer Ave in South Philly. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, Chickie's and Pete's is your destination for the Eagles and the return of Red October. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's has designed the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win. 94WIP.com/Mark's. What do you feel more after yesterday's Eagles win, positive or negative? 73% positive.
There we go.
Dave just pointed out to me, the morning show did the same poll this morning, and it was 50-50.
Yep.
Yeah, I think once you get the frustration out.
Yeah, in the morning. And
in the end, it's a win.
Yes. You get out the – that was an agitating watch yesterday.
Yeah, of course it was.
Of course it was.
But listen, like we always have said on this show, a win's a win. We said that all last year. And honestly, I think watching the rest of the NFL helped me yesterday.
Yes. Because it all – almost every team looks like trash.
Like, am I supposed to believe Sam Darnold? Rich Gannon?
He might be good. Sam Darnold might be good.
I don't know.
He might be good.
Number three overall pick. He always had the talent.
Yeah, well, guess what? Who went number two? Saquon, baby.
Yeah.
True.
215-592-9494. Kev in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Kev.
What's up, Kev?
I'm feeling way better. Like, I just think that with the mishaps that Jalen had, and then Nick Sirianni with the bad calls, our receiver to go down, and Jalen Hurts to be able to weather the storm and come back and make that pass. I mean, I feel as though the bad play in the beginning, I think you might have to sweep that under the rug because we won. I understand that people want to dwell on it, and trust me, I'm not a big, gigantic Hurts fan. But you can. I feel as though you can. I'm positive. Mm-hmm. I'm positive that if he could do that with working with that, then we should be able to beat a lot of people because nobody's really playing as world beaters. And I'm positive that the defense is better than everybody thought they was going to be. So I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm not sold on this coach. I don't think I'm ever going to be sold on a coach. I don't know. I just got something against him. I'm sorry. I hope we win with him. Then maybe I won't. But I just got something against him. I just think he's like a goofy guy. But besides that, I'm just I'm all in, man. I think that I feel way better. Especially, I feel better just knowing that we got some horses out there, man.
Yeah.
We ain't have no horses. We got, I think, Quinion is a stud.
Game, he almost intercepted a pass.
Dude, what? Come on.
Just catch it.
Catch
bro.
The ball.
Yeah, yesterday.
Some of us have Eagles defense plus 700.
Yeah, I don't know why. It seemed like he did that on purpose, like he didn't want to catch it. It seemed like he just wanted to, like, block it.
He just swatted the ball. I'm like, man, stick your other hand up there and catch it.
Yeah, he almost seemed stunned that he was there. He almost seemed surprised that he was there.
I just like his swag. He just feels as though he's better than people, and that's the type of people we need. We need our guys to be like nasty, man. And I feel as though he one of them type guys along with Carter. So I'm feeling real good. I know I called last week, me and Ike got into it when I was talking about Jalen.
Already forgotten.
I wear my heart on my sleeve, man, because I love this team a lot.
Oh, you were the Jalen guy on Friday.
On Friday. He's never going to be any good.
Well, what are we doing?
No, I didn't say that. I really still don't think he – I'm not sold on the guy. I'm not going to lie. But I do feel as though if we had A.J. Brown in there, it would be different. So – and then with the way everybody playing, I'm more positive than negative, man. I still think we can pull this off. I really do, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough win yesterday. That was a gut check win yesterday. We pretty much had the entire anybody that's covering football pretty much picked the Saints to win this game yesterday. The Saints had been rolling. And for them to go down there and play the way that they did, I mean, the one guy we haven't even really talked about all day, he was the player of the game yesterday, and that was Dallas Goedert.
He was.
Yeah. Like, Dallas Goedert was the player of the game yesterday.
And
I love Saquon's run, but Dallas Goedert, the big catch late to set up the Saquon touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 catches, 170 yards. Where's this guy been?
Wasn't that across the middle of the field, too?
Yep.
That's where I think he needs – he do that, man. I think this whole defense, this whole offense opens all the way up. If we start attacking in places he don't like to attack at, I think we do that right there, it's going to be trouble.
Well, and I appreciate the call, Kev. This is not a shot at Jalen, I swear. But there was another play, and they're calling it out on TV where think Jalen threw it to Dotson, but
I think it was Devontae.
Oh, it was Devontae. Goddard was
wide open.
He could have had 200 yards.
Yeah.
He could have had 200 yards.
Well, and even on the big play down the field, if Jalen leads him a little bit, that's six.
Yeah, it was a huge day.
And that's why I don't want to hear that Jalen has to go through his progressions and get the ball. No, Kellen Moore, Dallas, specific plays for Dallas Goddard.
Well, you guys called the overcorrection day yesterday.
Oh, you knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. You knew he was going to get a ton of targets yesterday. Did get in the end zone for us.
Well, yeah. That would have been nice.
That would have been nice.
Haven't won a bet in a week.
You guys, all I hear about is your props on Monday.
Listen, it's been a tough week.
Yeah.
It's been a tough week.
Have you lost $1,000?
Almost all of it. No, okay. Well, I cashed out a little bit.
Well, you know he cashed out.
Yeah.
He ain't giving it all back.
No.
So, let me ask you about the defense.
Yes.
So, we've talked about Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter had a great game, but it wasn't. And we just talked about Quinyon Mitchell. It was not just Jalen Carter yesterday. What did you see that allowed them to stop Alvin Kamara yesterday? I think he averaged 3 yards a carry.
Yeah.
And you know, Fangio said at some press availability last week, when somebody asked him about getting to the quarterback, he said, starts with stopping the run. So what did you see that they did particularly effectively yesterday that allowed them to stop the run?
Easy. They won the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
When you play on their side of the football, meaning our defensive line is getting penetration, pause, is getting that and playing on that side of the ball, it doesn't allow Alvin Kamara to press the line of scrimmage. He's already a patient runner as it is. So he's trying to let these blocks develop. They won up front, and then our linebackers just came downhill. I mean, N'Kobe and Zach Bond yesterday. Zach, he was everywhere again yesterday. He was all over the place. But it starts with those guys up front, winning their battles up front, disrupting the flow of the running game for the Saints, and then our linebackers coming downhill making tackles. The other thing I saw yesterday that I didn't see in the first two games is population to the football. They got mass green helmets around Alvin Kamara. He couldn't cut back. He couldn't juke anybody. Like, it was somebody at every turn on Kamara yesterday.
Zach Bond, previous to this year, his season high for tackles was 30.
Yeah.
And he crossed that yesterday after three games. So, Now, maybe it was just because the broadcasters were pointing out that it was there yesterday. I didn't know if it was different. It seemed like they were putting a linebacker on the line of scrimmage at the beginning of the play. And were they doing that in the previous games?
They had that five-man front look.
Yeah, they did that a few times yesterday. And that, it almost helps you set the edge a little bit when you do that. You're going to lose somebody in the middle of the field there when that happens. But it seemed like maybe it was just Greg Ellison calling it out, but it seemed like they did that more yesterday than they had done previously.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, good. Whatever the hell they were doing the previous 2 weeks wasn't working. They was giving up over 6 yards a carry.
Yes.
So I think they heard about it enough last week. I think Coach Fangio obviously hammered down on them the importance of beating blocks. Get off the block. Don't just lean on blockers. Defeat the block. Play with your hands. And I know that sounds like that's simple to do, but so many guys rather use those shoulder pads to run into guys as opposed to using your hands, disengage, get off the block, and make tackles. I saw a lot of that yesterday. They got to keep that in them. Whatever they ate before the game, whatever they did, they got to keep that sort of mindset.
And
they're going to take it personal when a team is just running the ball on you left and right.
You should look at a game differently, if this is going to sound very basic, if they win it or lose it. However,
2-1-5.
2-1-5. But when you go back to the Atlanta game, if 7 yards a carry and all, if Saquon catches that ball, the Falcons score 15 points.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden the defense average this year is allowing 19 points a game.
Yeah, the final drive doesn't happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Final drive count. It all counts, but it is interesting context to look at that, you know?
Sure.
Because Kev just said, because they won the game, he looks at the Jalen interception differently, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But it also makes you go back to the Atlanta game and think about, well, what if that happens? Then we probably don't spend the whole week talking about the defense the way that we did last week.
Right.
If Saquon catches that ball.
Yep.
You know. TJ and Booth Wynn, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, TJ.
What's up, TJ?
So I have a real issue with Ike. You did touch on it a little bit at the beginning of the show. But I know we got the win. I'm happy about that. But everyone seems to be glossing over Sirianni's ineptitude to coach at this level. I mean, do any of you guys feel that at all?
You spent the first hour talking about it.
Who's glossing over
it? Yeah, spent the first hour talking about
it. The first question of his press conference was about him being inept. The morning show, the midday show, everybody's talking about Nick Sirianni today in a game that they won.
Exactly. But I missed some of the stuff. Like I said, I heard you guys talking about it earlier, but it just seems like it's just not that as big a deal as it should be. Like, it's like, oh, he made a bad mistake. Oh, whatever. We won. Is the view feel that I'm getting from people?
Yeah. What do you want him fired today?
I know we can't do that.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know what else you want us to do. I mean, they won the game. We talked about what we thought were poor decisions. Go again. I didn't hear you.
I said, but it even goes, I mean, this is nothing new, though. Like, doesn't it go back to last year?
Doesn't what go back to last year?
His bad decision-making as a coach.
I don't remember him making bad decisions last year.
Really?
The
question on last year seemed to be a culture question.
Yeah.
And they just went into New Orleans. They just went into New Orleans, the hottest team in the NFL, on the road, won the game. So does he get any credit? My question to you is, his bad decision aside, does he get any credit for the team doing that?
For what, winning
yes.
yesterday?
Yes.
No.
Well, so let me ask you this. Does Jalen Hurts get any credit for them winning yesterday?
Jalen Hurts, yes. I'll give the players all the credit.
So Jalen Hurts turned the ball over. Jalen Hurts.
Why did Saquon not touch the ball to the second quarter?
Hold on.
Ask Kellen Moore.
And they ran seven plays in the first quarter.
Can't Nick be like, wait a minute. All right.
Hold on. Do you want him involved in the offense or you don't want him involved in the offense? Most people don't want him involved in the offense at all. That's Kellen Moore's job to get Saquon Barkley the ball. He put together the 15 play to start off the game, his 15 plays. Like, that's Kellen Moore's offense. That's Kellen Moore. It's his job to get Saquon the ball.
But it's Nick Sirianni's job to oversee everything.
He is overseeing it. But what I'm saying is,
everything goes back to the coach.
Yeah, I know, but this
except for the win.
Yeah, this
I'm not trying to be argumentative with you guys at all. Like, I don't want you to think that I'm one of these guys calling as a contrarian just to be a jerk. Because I'm not.
Well, I mean, no, we're not. I'm not thinking that. I don't know what Spike is thinking.
No,
yeah,
no,
I'm not thinking that. I'm just trying to figure out, do you want Nick Sirianni involved in play calling or not? Because 99% of the people in this town don't want him involved in play calling.
Well, I mean, yes, I want my head coach involved. Does that mean I want him to take over it? No. But do I want him to have conversations with my offensive coordinator about what our game plan is?
I'm sure he is.
Yes.
Right. Well, that's involved, correct?
Well,
I want him to be involved in that capacity. TJ,
I just can't wrap my head around the only thing that he gets dinged for are the bad things, even the things that he isn't even responsible for. I can't wrap my head around it. It makes me feel crazy.
I don't want to seem.
Don't worry about how you seem. We're cool. You and me are cool. We're all cool.
Yeah.
Ike's cool with you, Jackson. We're all cool with you.
Well,
but shut up, Jack. So I can't get past that Jalen. And this is not negative about Jalen. You're giving Jalen credit, even though he turned the ball over twice. So Nick makes literally one mistake on a call, maybe one and a half, and he doesn't get any. But Jalen turned the ball over twice, and he gets credit. So if Nick's job is set the culture, have the attitude of the team right, coordinate with the coordinators, and they went into New Orleans. They got shut out for three quarters. They got the ball back with 2 minutes left, with missing their starting right tackle, their starting right guard, their two starting wide receivers, and the coach doesn't get any credit for them having the wherewithal and the energy to win the game, but he gets dinged because he made one call you didn't like at the end of the first half, and you want that same guy to overrule the offensive coordinator. I just can't get there.
He didn't leave three points on the field last week, too?
I don't think he should have gone for the field goal there.
I just feel like in today's NFL, more than any time in the history of the NFL, points mean more than anything. Games are closer than they've ever been. Like, I don't have any statistics to back that up. I could be totally wrong, but that's just how it feels.
So let me ask you this. Do you think the Packers, who took 3 points on the first two possessions of the opening week, maybe should have gone for 7 on one of those? Did they leave points on the board? We have a bet. Our defense was playing poorly. They could have gone for 7. Instead, they took 3. They ended up losing by 5 points. I don't know. Do you think if they scored a touchdown that they would have won the game?
I really can't. I can't. I mean, okay. I don't know. I can't. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate the call, TJ. They're bullying me into being a Nick Sirianni guy. I'm being bullied into being a Nick Sirianni guy.
Welcome to the club.
This
not
is
many of us.
How's it feel?
It's not many of us.
I don't know what to do. Any call that Kellen Moore makes that someone doesn't like, then Nick Sirianni, who you don't even have any faith in calling plays anyway, should have gone and overruled him.
Yeah. Imagine if that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if that got leaked out that Nick Sirianni is overruling Kellen Moore.
Oh, my God.
His whole city will burn.
My one question about that, though, is are they in sync on when he's going to go for fourth downs or not?
That is a good question.
What do you mean?
So, like, last week with the whole fourth down decision at the end of the game versus passing it, you know, would they have ran it twice if they knew they were going for fourth down rather than passing it? And then this week, you guys talked about it with a 60-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they in conversations of, like, all right, this is a field goal spot, let's run the ball here, not pass it?
Right.
So that's my only concern is there a communication there of what the decision is going to be on fourth down?
I think it's a good question.
Yeah.
I think Nick would say, Kellen and I are always talking about what we're going to do.
They always got the headsets on.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
But there seems like a disconnect. That's just my
only. Or maybe Nick is coaching by the seat of his pants.
That could
be
the
case. I don't know.
Coming up next.
Would not like that.
Yeah. Coming up next, the great Donovan McNabb joins us. Talk about Jalen's play. Talk about Nick's decisions. Talk about defense, because we know Five loves to talk about the defense.
Oh, man.
I'm leading with the defense.
He's going to be fired up about the D.
He loves it. Whoa. Whoa.
My bad.
Pause yourself.
No, pause, okay. Man.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.